Winter, you've mentioned a third wave Satanism, which is sweeping over the earth. Explain that for me.
Third wave Satanism is really taking a stronghold. It started in modern times in 1966 with Anton LaVey's inauguration of the Church of Satan. Then in 1988, there was a second wave with the 8-8 celebration, actually 8-8-88 celebration, which intoned a biblical chord in regards to the ministers of the earth being thrown down and Satan taking up their stead. There was a great deception that had taken place. In 999, coming up close to our current time, which has already passed, the third wave began, which is a very serious and fast, hard wind of black magic power, which is engulfing the earth and engulfing humanity. It is coming over them on all different levels, although they are not aware of it. It leads up actually unto May 21st, 2011, and then it will be confirmed after that time. It is just a dark force, and it's increasing. And those that know, you know, like myself, practitioners are aware of it. And even some Christians and other believers, Islamists and others, are fearful of it. And they are aware of it as well.
When we look at things that are happening worldwide, famine, wars, crime, would you say that that's part of Satanism?
It is a part of humanity's change. Those things have always occurred and will occur. It's just a matter for how much longer. As the population explodes, man just generally will turn against man. There's no thinking there. It is a satanic nature that they utilize when that turning begins. I do think that going down the road, eventually, as things further deteriorate, there will be a conflict, and the conflict will be of an enormous scale. It's just a matter of time. But there's a lot of things that are at play, even in dealing with satanic singularity, which will be achieved once the mind is actually mapped by current scientists. I actually know a scientist that is working on this. And the crux of satanic singularity is what used to be a computer that would fill into a building now is in the palm of your hand, and soon what is in the palm of your hand will be in your blood. So we will be able to merge with our machines and take ourselves a little further. And at that time as well, it will redefine death. And what I'm talking about is real. I'm not talking about hypotheses or something that is, you know, we can sit here and kind of, you know, gauge and talk about in different, you know, scenarios, from things that aren't real into what I know that the lab and the lab work that is going on and what is in the lab today will be in our blood tomorrow. And it's progressing humanity. And so third wave Satanism goes along with that. I just call a spade a spade.
Now,
I see it for what it is.
With this third wave there, how many members of the Church of Satan, or those who practice Satanism in North America, Canada, U.S., what would you think?
100,000.
And that's going up?
Yes. Those are actual people that have come out.
So there's probably twice as many who haven't come out, I would guess.
Many, many millions of people, yeah, that are into it and that are following the ideology but are not, you know, coming forward and saying. I mean, it's obviously, as you know, rare for someone to come out and say, hey, you know, I'm into this kind of thing.
Sure.
Because you get ostracized. I mean,
what do you find as a benefit for you to do this? What's there for you?
I feel admonished for myself. I enjoy embracing what I am. I'm tired of lies. I don't like people that lie to themselves. You know, our system in America is based on hypocrisy. You know, the gray force law and the police that are running around are more concerned about giving out tickets and getting revenue than they are about finding a murderer, because there's no money in murder.
What if there was no Satan? What if there was no God? It was just all pure energy. A higher power, no doubt. Something created this universe. I'll get into that with you in a second. I want to get your views on that.
Yeah.
But what if we didn't have that? What if it was just all pure energy and we are what we are, a conscious being that can tap into things? Is that possible?
I think it's very possible. And I think that is
because I haven't heard one evil thing from you other than you kept the $200 from that little old lady.
Yeah, I mean that's evil, you know, and yeah, it's true. Little prankster things are in my nature.
Sure.
To go out and do direct evils now. But yes, the energy that you're
You wouldn't let the air out of somebody's tires, would you?
I tell you this, and I do have a lot of respect for you. But if someone crosses me or my family or my friends, they will be punished.
I would do the same thing.
Isn't that ironic? I know.
See, I can't, for example, Winter, somebody goes out and kills a member of my family or my friends.
It's unacceptable.
Some people have said you have to forgive them. I can't.
Can't do it.
Now, does that make me evil?
Yes.
Really?
You fall from the Christian ideology.
I can't forgive them for that.
Can't do it.
I can't forgive a child molester. I can't do it.
Can't do it. No. I saw a man who killed there was a man that had a girl in a basement that had taken out her whole family and put them up in a 120-year-old tree and murdered them. You can find all this online. Anyway, this man is, alive, and all of these people are dead.
The guy who shot everybody in Tucson a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. I actually got an email from a woman when I called him a sicko wacko, and she admonished me for it. She chased me for it. She said, how could you do that to him? He has a life. He's a human. And I'm saying, I can't forgive that.
No. He shot down a little girl.
Yeah.
And he did it. He's, the mental insanity can only go so far.
Look, almost anybody who kills like that is nuts.
But
they're not to the point where they shouldn't be punished because they're insane. They should be punished.
In Canada, there was a man who fell asleep on a bus going from one point to another.
All right.
The guy next to him, when he fell asleep, cut his head off.
I heard about that story.
Okay, he was perfectly sane.
Yeah.
So
he wanted the guy's chair or something.
Correct.
Yeah.
So and then he went and tried to stab others and paraded around the bus with the head and the blood. And so I mean, this man that you're talking about that shot down this child is sane. He knew his actions. What he wanted was attention. And then the insanity plea will come later because of the shock value it does to the system. And, and to be chastised for it, yes, if you were a devout Christian, you are to forgive that behavior when they come and attack and kill your poor mother and cut her head off. That's just not in my portfolio. It's not in your portfolio. So it's a very slippery slope.